This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take your sources, peel back the layers, and really focus on the insights that genuinely drive strategy. Today, we're tackling what I think is a perennial headache for B2B service firms. You know, the one. It's that chasm between those, well, impressive-looking website traffic reports and actual tangible revenue growth.
Exactly, yeah. For CEOs, for decision-makers, nothing is more frustrating than seeing, you know, a beautifully rising graph of site visits while the sales pipeline just remains stubbornly dry. Our source material really cuts right to the heart of this issue. It's that common SEO strategy, the one that prioritizes volume over qualification.
Right, the SEO vanity trap. So, the mission of this deep dive is to pinpoint the exact strategic shift needed,
right,
moving beyond merely ranking high for broad terms to really dominating those high-intent keywords, the ones that specifically attract sales-qualified leads, or SQLs.
SQLs, yeah. We're looking for those digital breadcrumbs, the signals that a prospect is ready to buy, not just, you know, browse around.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Let's start with a cost, the cost of misalignment. Why do these high-volume, broad keyword strategies, the ones that, yeah, look great on a monthly marketing report, why do they often fail the CEO in the long run? What's the real cost of chasing all that general traffic?
Well, the cost is far more than just waste in marketing spend. It's a massive opportunity cost that kind of infects the whole organization. Our sources point to three really critical consequences when SEO focuses purely on that top of funnel volume.
Okay, give us the first one. I imagine it's a killer for the marketing team, the ones trying to hit their targets.
Oh, absolutely. The first is, predictably, low conversion rates. It just makes sense, right? When visitors arrive via broad informational keywords, like say they searched, what is cloud storage? They're in the early awareness stage, really early.
Just kicking the tires.
Exactly. They're researching a concept, maybe writing a paper, not hiring a vendor. They consume content, they bounce, and crucially, they don't convert into qualified leads. You've successfully done some education, maybe, but not lead generation. Not really.
So you're essentially paying for highly inefficient traffic, traffic that has no immediate commercial value to your business. And that inefficiency, it ripples right into the sales department, which I guess is consequence number two.
That's arguably the most damaging consequence. Wasted sales team resources. This one really hurts. The sales team gets handed what look like MQLs, marketing qualified leads, but they're actually just researchers, students, competitors maybe.
Ugh.
Yeah. They spend hours, sometimes days, trying to qualify prospects who just aren't sales ready. Their budget might be non-existent or their needs don't even align with the service offering.
And if a sales rep is spending, say, 40% of their day just sifting through tire kickers and these low-value inquiries, the true cost isn't just their salary, is it? It's the lost revenue from the genuinely qualified lead they missed while they were stuck on that unproductive call. That's the real operational drain.
Precisely. That's it exactly. And if the pipeline isn't predictably converting into revenue, well, you run straight into consequence number three, the difficulty in measuring ROI.
Ah, the magic letters, ROI.
Right. If you cannot draw a clear, convincing line from a specific keyword strategy directly to a closed deal and then the subsequent customer value, SEO just remains this sort of nebulous cost center. You can't confidently calculate the return on investment, which means you can't justify scaling the effort. And, you know, C-suite trust starts to erode.
Yeah, I can see that.
The inability to forecast based on SEO output is often what causes leadership to just lose faith in the channel altogether. They see the cost, not the pipeline value.
Okay, so the goal shifts entirely then. It's
yeah.
Not about just building a bustling website with lots of hits. It's about architecting a predictable, efficient lead generation machine, like an engine.
A machine, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Which means we have to stop optimizing purely for volume and really start optimizing for intent. Serious intent.
And to build that machine, yeah, we need that strategic pivot toward intent. Generating SQLs requires a much more sophisticated understanding of the buyer's journey, specifically focusing on the language prospects use when they are deep, deep in the consideration or decision phases. That's the sweet spot. Okay, this is when they are actively seeking vendors, comparing options, not just looking for definitions.
Right. Here's where it gets really interesting, I think, for anyone trying to shift their internal SEO culture. Because this is often the hard part. What are the concrete strategies for identifying and capturing these high-intent keywords? Because like you said, often those high-intent terms have much lower search volume. And convincing a marketing director to maybe abandon a 10,000 search per month term for a 200 search per month term,
yeah,
that can be a really hard internal sell.
Oh, that internal friction is definitely real. But the data, when you track it properly, overwhelmingly supports the pivot. It has to. The primary strategy, the core of it, is intent-based keyword research. We absolutely must move past those high-volume, top-of-funnel informational searches. The key is finding commercial intent keywords, the ones that carry explicit buying signals.
Okay, buying signals. Give us the psychology behind these signals. What makes someone searching for, say, pricing comparison fundamentally different from someone just searching what is?
The psychology is that the user has already achieved a certain level of clarity. Intellectual clarity, maybe? They know they have a problem. They likely know the kind of solution they need, a CRM, an agency, a consulting service, whatever it is. And now they are in the vendor selection phase. They're actively evaluating. They are, in effect, self-qualified.
Self-qualifying. Interesting.
Yeah. If someone searches for best CRM for small business or maybe CRM implementation services, they are actively evaluating products, features, budgets, providers. They are no longer asking if they need a service. They're asking who should provide it. That's the critical shift.
That distinction is crucial.
Wow.
And it changes the entire required content structure, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And let's talk about maximizing that intent with specificity, getting really granular.
That's where long tail keyword dominance comes into play. You target longer, much more detailed phrases. And yeah, while the search volume is lower, sometimes significantly lower, the conversion potential is exponentially higher. Mm. Why? Because the user's intent is so incredibly clear and specific.
Mm.
Plus, these keywords are often neglected by the larger competitors who are still, you know, chasing those high volume vanity terms. That provides a massive opportunity for focused B2B firms.
Okay, can you elaborate on the difference using the sources example? That comparison of a broad term versus a highly specific one really helps drive the point home, I found.
Absolutely. Think about the massive difference between ranking for, say, marketing agency, super broad, right? That could draw in anyone from a student doing research to a huge Fortune 500 company just browsing, versus targeting something like a B2B digital marketing agency, Dallas for SaaS.
Okay, much more specific.
Way more specific. Look what it does. It filters by industry, B2B SaaSes, by geography, Dallas, and by service depth, digital marketing. If you are a B2B agency in Dallas serving SaaS clients, well, almost every single click on that second term is a potential sequel, a hot lead. You've basically eliminated 99% of the irrelevant traffic just through smart keyword selection.
So we are effectively building content for the sales team, not just for the general marketing funnel. That's quite a radical shift in perspective for some marketing departments, I bet.
It really is.
It's essentially using SEO to pre-qualify leads before they even hit your website form. Amazing.
Huh.
And finally, the source suggests looking over the fence at our neighbors.
Yeah. The third tactic is leveraging competitor-based keywords. This is really smart. Prospects who are actively comparing options are incredibly high intent. They're close to a decision. So analyzing the organic keywords your main competitors rank for can reveal really valuable terms, things like competitor A versus competitor B, or maybe even variations of your competitor's specific product or service names. But creating content like honest comparison pages that objectively compares your service to theirs while obviously highlighting your specific advantages, you capture prospects who are right at that decision tipping point.
Okay, this sounds less like typical marketing research and, frankly, more like sales intelligence gathering.
It kind of is.
You're meeting the prospect right when they are basically deciding where to sign the check. Powerful setup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, once we've targeted these high-intent, long-tail phrases, the content has to deliver, right?
Yeah.
If the keyword signals buying intent, the landing page has to provide a buying solution.
Absolutely critical. It can't be fluffy, top-of-funnel, educational material anymore.
So what does the source recommend for content strategy? Content that actually generates sequels, not just clicks.
The recommendation is clear. Shift content from being merely informative to being persuasively problem solution oriented. You need content that directly addresses specific, painful client problems and clearly positions your service as the definitive solution. We need to move beyond general blog posts and towards immediate value propositions.
Okay, concrete examples. What types of content fulfill this need? We need tangible, actionable content types here.
Right. We're talking about things like highly detailed comparison guides, the ones we just mentioned, which should obviously feature your company prominently, but also solution-focused case studies that speak directly to the specific problem identified by that long-tail search term.
Got it.
So for instance, if they searched CRM implementation services, your content shouldn't just explain what implementation is. No, it should break down exactly your company's proprietary, say, five-step implementation process. It needs to answer common budget questions up front, show client testimonials related specifically to successful rollouts like the one they're contemplating.
Which means marketing needs to work extremely closely with the sales team, doesn't it? To really understand those immediate buying questions and objections, that internal alignment, that's often the biggest operational hurdle, isn't it? The practical reality of making this work.
It is often the messiness of reality, yeah. This entire strategy fundamentally requires marketing content writers to become fluent in the language of the sales pitch. They need to think like sales. If marketing is still focused on broad industry trends while sales is fielding detailed questions about contract terms or integration timelines or specific features, the system just breaks down.
The connection is lost.
Exactly. Content designed for SQL generation must preemptively answer the sales team's top, say, 10 qualifying questions, or it simply fails to convert the high-intent traffic you worked so hard to attract in the first place.
Okay. And once that perfect, persuasive content has convinced them, we need an immediate, obvious, and tailored path to conversion. You can't put a high-intent user onto a page and just offer them a generic contact us form, or worse, a newsletter sign-up, right?
No, absolutely not. That's a huge mistake. Every single page optimized for a SQL-generating keyword needs an optimized conversion path. The conversion mechanism itself has to match the high buying intent signaled by the keyword they used.
So we ditch the generic contact us buttons. What kind of compelling CTAs, calls to action, are we talking about here? What should they say?
They must be compelling, yes, but also designed specifically for sales-ready prospects. These need to be clear, decisive calls to action. Things like request a demo, get a custom quote for your project, or schedule a consultation. Notice the verbs there.
Yeah, very action-oriented.
Right. They all imply an immediate, direct engagement with the sales process. They bypass the typical middle funnel steps like downloading an ebook. The goal is simply to make it as easy and frictionless as possible for them to talk to a person right now.
Makes sense. Get them to raise their hand. And the funnel, absolutely critical step, the one that really empowers the CEO to fully trust and, crucially, scale the investment, is tracking.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. The entire strategy basically collapses without integrated tracking and attribution. You must implement robust tracking systems, and these need to go far beyond basic last-click reporting, which is, frankly, almost useless here. You need to connect keyword performance directly to lead quality and, crucially, all the way through to sales outcomes. The closed deal, the contract value, maybe even the total lifetime value, LTV, of that customer.
Right. So it's not enough to just say, okay, this keyword generated 5 leads this month. That's not the full picture.
Yeah.
You absolutely must be able to say, this specific long-tail keyword generated 5 leads, 3 of which became paying clients, resulting in $50,000 in recurring revenue this quarter. Therefore, we should double down on this category.
That's the mandate. Exactly that level of detail. This clear data-driven attribution is the only way to transform SEO from, you know, a tentative marketing expense into a proven, predictable pipeline investment that senior leadership actually understands, trusts, and supports. It removes the guesswork, removes the ambiguity, and provides the necessary justification to scale the strategy that demonstrably works.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener, as you look at your own B2B marketing funnel? I think the fundamental lesson from our sources today is pretty clear. Strategic SEO for B2B services, it's just not a traffic race. It's not about volume for volume's sake. It is a quality-led pipeline game, period. By rigorously focusing on buying intent, the precise language prospects use when they are actually ready to purchase, you stop wasting precious organizational resources, and you start empowering your sales team with genuinely interested, often pre-qualified prospects. You transform your organic traffic from just general visitors into a powerful stream of sales-ready SQLs.
And that shift in perspective really is the most critical takeaway here. If your current SEO strategy generates impressive traffic numbers, but honestly, disappointingly low conversions, you need to ask yourself this important question, listener. Are you viewing your efforts merely as a general marketing expense? You know, a necessary but ultimately soft cost center? Or have you truly redesigned your strategy as a measurable, predictable investment, one specifically designed to systematically build a sustainable, high-quality sales pipeline? That internal operational pivot, that shift in mindset, that is what turns a decent website into the real engine room of your company's growth.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.